Welcome to episode 903 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. When we think of a rock, we often picture something solid, unyielding, unchanging. Rocks form the foundations of mountains and the beds of rivers. They withstand battering of storms and scorching heat of the sun without alteration. In the Bible, rock imagery is used to describe something similarly steadfast and reliable, but it goes even deeper when applied to Jesus. The scriptures not only speak of God as our rock, but specifically highlight Jesus as the cornerstone upon which our faith is built. He is the firm foundation that holds everything together, providing stability in a shifting world. As we delve into the Word today, we will explore four key aspects of Jesus as the rock. We will see him as the foundation of our faith, the source of our salvation, the unchanging guardian of our souls, and the cornerstone that aligns our lives. This understanding is not just theological. It has practical implications for how we live, how we handle challenges, and how we relate to God and each other. Let's begin by exploring one of Jesus's most foundational roles as the bedrock of our faith. In Matthew 7, verses 24 to 27, Jesus shares the parable of the wise and foolish builders, a vivid illustration that encapsulates the importance of building our lives on his teachings. "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." In this parable, the rock does not merely represent stability and strength. It represents a deep, personal commitment to living out Christ's words. The wise builder, who constructs his house on the rock, does so through deliberate and persistent adherence to Jesus' teachings. This house withstands all adversities because its foundation is secure, deeply anchored in the truth of Christ. Consider our lives. What foundations are they built upon? Are our daily decisions, the values we hold, and the priorities we set aligned with the teachings of Jesus? Building on Jesus means more than acknowledging him. It involves an active, ongoing process of aligning our lives with his word. The security of our spiritual house rests not on transient sands of worldly wisdom, but on the enduring rock of Christ's teachings. As we strive to live out his word, let us also support one another in our spiritual journeys, reinforcing our foundations together in Christ, our rock. In 1 Corinthians 10 verse 4, the Apostle Paul provides a beautiful metaphor that bridges the Old and New Testaments, showing us that Jesus is the rock that followed the Israelites in the wilderness, from which they drank. "For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ." Paul's words echo the Old Testament story, where Moses struck the rock at Horeb, and water gushed out to quench the thirst of the Israelites. This physical sustenance prefigures the spiritual sustenance Christ offers. Just as the rock in the desert was struck and brought forth water necessary for physical life, Jesus, the rock, was struck down at the cross and brought forth the living water necessary for eternal life. The concept of Jesus as our rock extends beyond mere refuge or strength. It includes being a continual source of what we need to survive spiritually: living water. This living water represents everything from salvation and grace to the daily guidance and comfort the Holy Spirit provides. Consider what it means to drink from Jesus, the living water, in your daily life. How does his word sustain you? Are there areas in your life where you feel spiritually dry or thirsty? Turn to the word, prayer, and fellowship to refresh your spirit. Just as the Israelites shared the physical water from the rock, we are called to share the spiritual water of Jesus with others. Who in your life needs to hear about Christ's living water? Think of ways you can share this vital truth with them. Reflect on your dependence on Christ. Do you turn to him regularly to fulfill spiritual needs, or do you rely on your own strength? Commit to deeper dependence on Jesus, recognizing him as your ultimate source of life and strength. Note, Jesus' provision is not a one-time event, but a continual source of everything we need. His waters are inexhaustible, His provision sufficient for every need, and His presence a constant assurance in our lives. May we continually drink from the rock of our salvation, finding in Him our every sustenance. Throughout scriptures, God is often referred to as the rock, His constancy and faithfulness a stark contrast to ever-changing circumstances of our lives. This enduring aspect of Jesus' nature provides not only comfort, but a firm place on which to stand amid life's uncertainties. Psalm 18, verse 2. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. This verse encapsulates the multifaceted role of God as our rock. It's not just about the strength and refuge He provides. It's also about His unchanging nature. In a world where change is the only constant, the permanence of God is reassuring. Consider the many changes you have experienced in your life. Changes in relationships, jobs, locations, even beliefs. In the midst of these changes, how has the unchanging nature of Christ been a source of strength and stability for you? The unchanging nature of God as our rock does not mean that our lives will be free from trouble or change, but it does guarantee that we have a stable anchor. Just as a lighthouse stands firm despite the raging sea around it, so does our God stand as an immovable rock in our lives. May this truth bring us peace and stability, no matter what storms may come. Ephesians 2:20, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus Himself being the cornerstone. In ancient building practices, the cornerstone was the first stone set in the construction of a masonry foundation. All other stones would be set in reference to this stone, thus determining the position of the entire structure. Christ as our cornerstone implies that all aspects of our lives and faith must align with His teachings and character. Think about the structure of a building. If the cornerstone is set incorrectly, the entire building can be off. How does this concept apply to your personal life or your faith community? In what ways do you align your building, your life, with Jesus as your cornerstone? Just as a well-set cornerstone ensures the stability and integrity of a physical building, so too does Christ ensure the stability and integrity of our spiritual lives and our community of faith. May we continually check our alignment with Him, ensuring that every part of our lives is oriented correctly towards our Lord. Just as a house built on rock remains secure amid wind and rain, so too does a life built on the teachings of Jesus withstand the trials and tribulations of this world. Like the Israelites in the desert who drew water from the rock, we too are invited to draw from the living waters of Christ to quench our spiritual thirst and sustain us on our journey. In a world that is constantly changing, the unchanging nature of Christ as our rock offers comfort and security. He is our steadfast protector, whose consistent presence helps us navigate the shifting sands of life with confidence and peace. Just as the cornerstone determines the position and integrity of a building, so does Christ determine the alignment and health of our spiritual lives. This alignment requires continual assessment and realignment to ensure our thoughts, actions, and community life reflect His lordship and design. Remember that in Jesus, our rock, we have everything we need. Let us go forth with confidence and joy, for our foundation is secure, our sustenance is sure, our protector is steadfast, and our cornerstone is set. Let us go forth with a renewed commitment to build our lives on the firm foundation of Jesus, our cornerstone, ensuring that every thought, word, and deed reflects His central place in our lives. May our lives be a testament to His enduring truth and love, drawing others to come and build their lives on Him too. Father, thank You for revealing Yourself to us through Jesus, our Rock and Redeemer. Empower us by Your Spirit to live lives that are firmly rooted in Your Word, sustained by Your presence, unshaken by the world, and perfectly aligned with Your will. May our lives reflect the stability and strength that come from You alone, drawing others to Your grace and truth. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.